This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back. I'm Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. And there we go. We are having some computer issues. Sorry. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You know what? I don't care. I had a fantastic weekend. Great weekend. We're going to be talking about movies, but that wasn't why my weekend was so good. Had great night. Thursday night, went out with drinks with some really cool people. Friday, fabulous students, went out for margaritas. Not that I drink a lot, but it was good. Saturday, found out that a study that me and some students worked with got published. Really good journal, Journal of Clinical Pediatrics. We're going to tell you guys more about that study. Fantastic. Fantastic. And then Sunday, playoffs. Well, Saturday, I didn't do too bad in the playoffs either. So I don't want to say because I got some Viking fans in the room. But it went well. It went well. So fantastic weekend. But then I went and saw the movie 1917. Have you guys seen that movie yet? Okay, 1917, obviously it's about World War One. Okay, I made a joke about Vietnam, and people were like, no, that's the wrong war. Okay, like, I know. So, 1917, if you haven't seen it, Sam Mendes directed it. It was based on an account of, I don't want to say it's a full true story, but I think his grandfather, great-grandfather was in World War One, so he used accounts from him to make this movie. But what made that movie so fascinating was that it looks like it's all done in one take. You notice this really early on because you follow the soldiers and you're like, wait a second, where's the end scene? You know, because I look at that when I watch movies, I kind of watch, once you're kind of in show business, you kind of like look for the outside stuff and you're like, oh my gosh, that's really good costume design. Or I like that dialogue. The writer did good there. So you kind of look at it more, from a more intellectual, you just kind of look at it more academically. And so you just see them walking and you're like, okay, they're doing one take. Then you're like, nah. And I spent the whole time in the movie trying to figure out where the takes were. And it's pretty easy. And I drove my husband crazy because I'm like, oh, there you go. That was end scene. There we go. That was end scene. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I just, because there's no way they were like, cut, let's do it again. Because then they would have had to do it again. But they did do very, very long scenes, and these actors all deserve Oscars. They were fantastic. So great movie. But a study came out saying that if you work out, if you go to a movie, it's similar to a workout, a light exercise workout, about 45 minutes, which I think is a bunch of bull crap. But maybe 15, 20 minute workout? Because I got to tell you something. I was jumping in that movie, and I was like, oh, and then I was like, I'll do like some, like stomach crunches and Kegels or things like that, when I'm tense. And so if you watch a tense movie, you can actually basically, lose some weight. Now, in this one particular study, let me try to find out where the study was. Anyway, these people watched Aladdin. Did you guys see that Aladdin movie? It was fantastic. Aladdin was a great movie. And they found out that they watched their heart rates, and their heart rates were in a normal, more healthy pattern when they went to the movies and watched that. And, Aladdin was exciting, and you are, singing and dancing when you see it, but apparently they're trying to say that if you do go to the movies, it's not a complete waste in terms of activity. And I know some of you guys are like, well, I watch porn. Porn does not count, okay? We're just talking about sitting at a movie that you go out to. There was a study, I don't know if you guys heard about this a while back, on which horror movies allow you to burn the most calories. I think The Shining... Wait a second, let me look this up. The Shining was 184 calories. Jaws, you would burn 161 calories. The Exorcist, 158 calories. Alien, 152. Saw, 133. Nightmare on Elm Street, 118. Paranormal Activity, I saw that. You could lose about 111 calories. The Blair Witch Project, I never saw that. 105 calories. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I saw part of that. It was on a date. Guys love to take girls on dates to horror movies because you grab onto them and you hold them and you're scared and then you need to be comforted and you think you're going to die. So, you know, why, you know, hold out? So, anyway, guys love taking you to scary movies. And then it's called Rec. Is that for record? 101 calories. So, if you guys are looking for a workout and you don't want to go to the gym, I guess you could go to the movies. But I got to tell you something. The one reason why I like this study is because it does kind of remind you that there are a lot of things you could do when you're sitting on your butt. You know, we talk about desk exercises, you know, stand-up desks that forces you to balance and things like that. But the studies are kind of mixed on how much of a workout you really, really do get because your body just gets used to you standing. But if you're actually sucking in your stomach or if you're Kegeling, and Kegeling is where you kind of tighten up the vaginal muscles. I've done about 2,000 since the show started. And that's a really good exercise. You don't really burn a lot of calories, but you at least are moving. I do a lot of foot tapping. I do a lot of leg movement. I don't want to get like a blood clot. And I have a bad knee. So like you could do certain physical therapy movements. Talk to your physical therapist about things you could do at your desk. And your boss can't really yell at you because you could just go, accommodation, like, okay, you know what, just do whatever exercise you need to. And if the boss knows that you're Kegeling, then something's wrong anyway. So what I recommend you guys do, whether you go to a movie or whether you're, you know, watching your niece's performance in a ballet or, you know, whether you're listening to your boss in a meeting and he's boring, there are little things you could do to kind of keep your activity up. And if you forget, like at your desk, do little yellow post-its. That's what I use. And it'll be like suck in your stomach. You know, so then you kind of suck in your stomach. And then that kind of helps you, you know, kind of strengthen some of those muscles. Arm lifts. There's this exercise women do for their pecs to try to raise their breasts. Didn't work. But it does kind of help with the formation up here. There's certain arm exercises. I'm not going to demonstrate all those for you. But in terms of movies, hell yeah, go see a movie. Definitely see 1917. Fantastic movie. It's not exactly the Gallipoli story, but it blows my mind if there's any part of that story that's true. Very, very cool. Okay, I got to get this whole Facebook Live thing fixed. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I've been complaining about my knees for the longest time. And I always talk about, oh man, I need to get knee surgery. And I don't. Why don't I get knee surgery? Well, because the pain eventually goes away. And I've had, like, enough surgeries with other parts of the body where I'm like, you know what? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Because sometimes with surgery, you get scar tissue. There's always, you know, certain risk factors that could happen. Even though knee surgery is fairly safe, it's been done a zillion times. So by the time you get it done, it's been done so much that, you know, it's not like there's a lot of trial and error. But it's just, I've had so many abdominal surgeries that I feel like I have a lot of scar tissue and issues from that. And maybe if I had one less surgery, you know, maybe I wouldn't have the issues I have today. But the problem is I had that mesh for that hernia. And then, well, basically my issues all started where I had a tumor on the ovary. And so that had to get removed. It was benign, thank God, but it was still a tumor on the ovary called a teratoma. And you had to get it taken out. So they went through the belly button, so I had less scars, which was great. Unfortunately, whenever you have surgery through the belly button, you can now have a develop a hernia. So I developed an umbilical hernia, a hernia through the belly button. I let it go after childbirth, let it go. And then my doctor said, you really need to do something. And it was starting to hurt. So I get it done, and they put a little bitty piece of mesh, and it looked good. And it seemed to work. But then that mesh was a part of that mesh that did some bad stuff to a lot of people. And it ended up starting to destroy the muscles around it. And then it didn't work. And it started to hurt even more as I got even a bigger hernia. So I had to have that removed. And now I have a large piece of mesh. But the muscles in my abdomen are very, very weak. So I don't have a flat tummy anymore. I used to have a flat tummy. So I don't have a flat tummy anymore because I don't have strong muscles. Excuse me, kind of keeping the bowel back. And, it's basically relying on this mesh. It's really hard to strengthen those muscles now because there was a lot of damage to it from the original mesh. And so I'm like, you know what, I think I'm done having abdominal surgery, which stinks because I think I need a hysterectomy. But that's TMI. But the knee, I'm like, I don't know if I want to go under again. Well, a study here says that patients with osteoarthritis or wear and tear of the knee should time the surgery to ensure maximum benefits, especially if they're eligible for knee replacement surgery. A study conducted by Northwestern University and published in the Journal of Bone and Joint Surgery on Monday found that a vast majority of patients who would benefit from knee replacement are taking too long to undergo surgery. That causes you to be less mobile and affects your overall health. When you wait too long and are dealing with the knee pain and limping and not exercising, that's worse than just going to get the surgery done. The researchers followed 8,000 individuals with or at risk of knee osteoarthritis for up to 8 years. Of those, 2,300 people were eligible for and received a total knee replacement. In total, researchers analyzed 3,400 knees, only 1,100 of which were replaced. About 90% of those knees, or 2,800 of them, were, quote, potentially appropriate for surgery, but did not undergo the procedure. Of those, over 1,200 knees suffered severe symptoms. So if you put off your knee surgery, like I have, going, I'll wait, and I don't know if I need necessarily a knee replacement. I think I just need the meniscus cleaned up. You end up deteriorating the knees even more. Because knee arthritis leads to more knee arthritis. If you got bone on bone, you're just going to make more bony spurs. So Dr. Hassan Gamraoui said some of them wouldn't be able to straighten out their legs, affecting their walking and mobility. So now you're not exercising and you could have health issues. The study also revealed the lesser-known finding that delayed knee surgery has post-operative recovery ramifications. So if you wait too long and you're older and now you have heart issues, now your recovery is worse, whereas when you're younger. So the problem is knee replacements are kind of tricky. We've had about 1 million in the that get done in the U.S. each year. We're expecting that to rise probably to about 189%, they say. And, you know, when it comes to these knee replacements, you're basically doing exactly that. You're kind of replacing the joint. And your joint starts to get wear and tear because you have X amount of cartilage. And the cartilage is kind of a cushion or a shock absorber. And so when you start to lose that cartilage, it doesn't really grow back. And so one thing that we're hoping scientists could later do is grow extra cartilage, your own cartilage. You can take a piece of the good cartilage or take cartilage from another part of your body, grow it into a lab, and then put it back into the knee. They've been trying that. I don't think they have a lot of success. I apologize. I got some background music coming. I love background music when I talk. So instead, as you wear and tear that age, that cartilage, your bones that don't now have that shock absorbing, and I apologize for stumbling on my words today, having some issues with my computer. My computer affects my voice, exactly. you end up then making extra bony prominences to push away from the other bone. Right? You got your femur, you got your tibia. Femur is your top bone. Tibia is one of the bones in your bottom leg. The bones don't want to touch. They don't like touching. That joint has to move. So you end up, if you lose your cartilage, getting more bony prominences trying to push each other away. Now, a lot of you are thinking, well, look, man, I needed new knees when I was 40. A lot of times you don't get them when you're 40. Most knee replacements happen between 50, 80 years old. Average age is about 70. And there's a reason for that, because we don't want you needing a new joint 20, 30, 40 years later. So a lot of times you'll get a new hip or a new knee when you're older, so you only have to go through it once. They might start to change that idea, where if you need a new knee, they'll give you a new knee when you're younger, and then you'll just, if you need it replaced later, they'll do that. But for now, they only want you to go through it once, because it is. It's a pretty serious surgery. You could have infection going into the bone because of the cutting. You could have a blood clot because you're not as movable as you were. You could have pulmonary embolism, which is one of the worst types of clots that go up to the lungs and prevent blood flow to the lungs. They say 1.2% of people getting blood clot, 1.2% of people getting total knee replacements will get a blood clot. 1.2% sounds low, but it is kind of a big number. Men over 70 have the highest risk. So we want you then, if you are going to get a, you know, total knee replacement, we want you a little bit younger, more active, more sturdy, more flexible, so that you could get out there and go back and be more motivated. You know, younger individuals are going to be a lot more motivated. Like, you know, look, I got to be at my kid's soccer practice. I got to coach my kid's team. I got to get out there. Whereas grandparents are like, well, I got kids to do that. I don't really have to be there. I, you know, and of course, they're older. I mean, I'm older now. Being in my 40s, whoa. I can't believe how many times I don't jump up and do something. I'm like, okay, you do that, you do that. Well, that's exactly how grandma used to be. Okay, I don't want to turn it to grandma, but we will. So, what does this mean? Well, if you have knee arthritis, your signs and symptoms are you're going to have pain. You're going to have some clicking. Certain movements are going to hurt the knee more than others. You could have swelling. You could have redness. You could have warmth. A lot of people think redness and warmth is gout. Could be too. Could be an inflammatory arthritis as well. But sometimes if you do have inflammation, you will get that warmth because the blood is bringing inflammatory cells to the area to try to protect it. The reason why your knee swells is because your body doesn't want it to move as much. That's why whenever you sprain an ankle or whatever, you get all this swelling because the body's trying to protect the joint, try to let it heal. It doesn't want you to move. That's another reason why it hurts. So if you're finding that your body doesn't want you to use a certain joint, the funny thing is a lot of studies have found that you keep using the joint. Like if you have back pain, you know, or knee pain or whatever, keep your activity up. Don't just lie in bed. For some, though, back pain, I've had back pain before. You just lie in bed and you pray. But I noticed the sooner I get up and moving, the better I be. Just like with my knee. My knee gave me hell last week. I just still kept working out. And thank God it's getting better. So talk to your doctor. Have them do an x-ray. Even though most arthritis you can definitely see on an x-ray, they might do an MRI to see the extent of damage and then decide how much or the type of surgery you need. 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as just yesterday, U.S. Democratic Senator and White House hopeful Cory Booker was campaigning hard in Iowa.
That's the urgency I feel in this moment, to make sure we have a nominee that can reach out to all of our party, those disaffected, those who are moderates, Republicans, anybody that understands that this is not about left or right, it's about right or wrong.
But this morning, Booker has announced he is dropping out of the Democratic presidential campaign. Booker had pitched a campaign theme of hope and optimism. In a statement to supporters, he says he still believes in that message, and he accuses President Trump of promoting hate and division. NBC News is reporting President Trump authorized the killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani 7 months ago. Soleimani ended up being killed in a drone strike in Iraq on January 3rd. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dolly. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So guess what are some of America's new favorite restaurants? No, not Chili's. Chili's, Chili's, baby, back ribs. I would think Chili's would rank high, but nope. No Applebee's, nope. They say America's new favorite restaurants are Wawa, Sheetz, and 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven, I think, started back in the 20s. I'm looking here at a picture. It's called 7-Eleven, same logo. Beer, meat, they're selling. A guy standing in front of the store. And it looks like was opened in 1927. There's currently about 153,000 in the United States right now. But these convenience stores used to be a place where you could just shop, grab what you need, and go. And then people would joke about the food there. I think in CNN talks about how in National Lampoon's Vacation, Chevy Chase jokes, "I'm so hungry I could eat a sandwich from a gas station." But it looks like places like Sheetz, Wawa, Quick Trip are starting to tap in on, you know, the millennials and the whole convenience sort of attitude that our new, you know, society is wanting. And so there's salads, there's keto snacks, espressos, meal kits. Is it kombucha? I hope I'm pronouncing that right. So you would think that convenience stores would be in trouble with everything going on in Amazon. But no, they're actually doing well. So these convenience stores have started to reinvent their businesses to adjust to the way Americans eat. And I guess people like to snack, but they don't want to go so much to fast food, even though this is, to me, super fast food. They say consumers, especially millennials, are not always willing to go to a quick service restaurant or fast food joint or walk around a 40,000 square foot grocery store. Instead, they'll head to a convenience store where the average time the consumer spends inside the store is less than 4 minutes. People simply do not have the time to sit down a whole meal at night like they used to. Yeah, that's also interesting, too. You know, we talk about how our prediction is a good number of Americans are going to be working from home. And so if people are working from home, the idea of, okay, dad's coming home for dinner by 6, everybody get the table ready, you know, and then dad comes home and sits down and has dinner, that's going to change. Because when, you know, everybody's home, like, oh, when do you guys want to eat? It's just starting to kind of change that whole idea of a specific dinner time and sitting and cooking and all that. And a lot of people, they're on the run, or they're doing this, or they're running here, they need to pick something up or have something delivered to the house. And it's just a much different landscape now when it comes to how we're eating our meals. So Quick Trip is, I guess, building around 40 stores a year, just opened its 700th. The more places where people, they say, can duck in, be out in 3 minutes with milk, eggs, maybe a sandwich, something to drink, those places are doing very well. I told you, one of my friends who has actually passed away, may rest in peace, he died of cancer, had come to me with the idea of, why don't we open up drive-through grocery stores in New York? People don't have time to stop, walk in, grab something. So on the island, like Long Island or whatever, you drive up, you ask for your milk, your butter, your eggs, they hand it to you, you pay, and you drive off. Now, this was before the internet exploded with, you know, groceries coming to you, but there's been a demand for this for a while. So convenience chains are now increasing their sales. It's been up about 30%, according to the National Association of Convenience Stores. Since 2000, the number of these stores have grown by 28%. Southland Ice Company opened America's first convenience store in 1927, and the chain is now 7-Eleven. Crazy. 1927. They say convenience stores in the U.S. took off in the post-war period because more people had cars. There was an interstate highway system, so you didn't just have to go to the nearby. You weren't just kind of stuck with, you know, Main Street and what was there. In 1965, there were 5,000 convenience stores in the United States. Now there are 153,000 of mini-marts, and 7-Eleven, one of the largest. They say 93% of Americans live within 10 minutes of a convenience store. 80% of convenience stores have a gas station attached. So the other thing, too, is remember, convenience stores used to be where you'd get your cigarettes, your tobacco, your soda pop, and your gas. Well, these convenience stores have to think, you know, ahead of the curve. If a lot of people are starting to go electric, they're not going to need to drive up to a Chevron or AMPM or whatever to get gas. If people are staying away from soda pop, what are they going to sell? If tobacco is starting to become a no-no, and now vaping is getting kind of, you know, restricted, they need to advertise to you. Now, there's been this theory that if you get eggs or milk at a convenience store, it's not going to be healthy. If they get the shipment and they do everything right, according to the health department, yeah, you can buy milk and eggs from a convenience store, as long as it's not sitting outside of the heat. If it's indoors and they have the refrigerator and all that, it works. So good for them for, you know, trying to adjust. Wawa, I didn't know anything about Wawa until I went to Philadelphia. There were Wawas all over the place. Wawa has 800 convenience stores along the East Coast. It's got hoagies, custom salads, organic coffee, fancy sandwiches, and it's Wawa. Now, yes, there was somebody who claimed that they got sick from one Wawa sandwich, and that kind of hurt a little bit, but for the most part, people are like, no, it's, yeah. So, you know, we had this headline where a lot of, shall we, like Kohl's, JCPenney had issues this last season. So holiday sales were not as good. And the demise of the big department store is upon us. And that's going to be something that I think makes us nervous as, you know, consumers as well as business owners. If any of you guys have like a retail store and it's near one of these anchors, that's a problem. If you, let's say, rely on these other, shall we say, more brick-and-mortar stores, that's a problem. So I don't want to see JCPenney go under. I don't want to see Kohl's. I don't want to see a lot of these stores have issues. But unfortunately, we're Bed Bath & Beyond, all that. We are competing with internet. We are competing with a convenience issue. People used to like to stroll, walk around a store, a window shop. I hate that. I hate having to walk around a store. Maybe it's because I don't want to get suckered into it. Maybe it's because I know I'm going to spend more money than I used to Walmart. That's why Walmart made it so big. You would walk in there for toothpaste and end up spending $200. And these stores, the way they survive and the way they sell more is they, you know, get you on impulse shopping, or they convince you that you need that moo-moo, or you need that, you know, can opener, even though you have three at home. That's what these stores do. So I think people are starting to get smart. They're like, look, I just want to run in, get what I need, and leave. The other problem is people don't want to buy groceries for the week. That was something we used to do. You used to go shopping for the week, and then you'd make it, you know, you'd make good with it throughout the week. Now, people are realizing they waste food. Bananas start to turn brown, apples bruise, things like that. So I think people want to start doing whatever I need for the next couple of days, I do. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so this next segment is not PG, okay? So if your kids are listening in the minivan, switch the channel. We're going to talk about penis fractures, which really is a misnomer. Your penis doesn't fracture. It's really hard to break your penis. But it is a term we use in medicine. In fact, I had a patient when I was an ER doc at Lake Havasu who fractured his penis. And, I mean, it looked and acted like it, too. And I was like, let me call ortho. I didn't, because the ortho guys, they're cool. But they're like, what the hell? So you're going to see this headline that there is a record number of penis fractures happening in England, no less. Not sure why the English having more penis fractures than anybody else. I don't think that's the case. I think these issues happen ubiquitously, but the NHS is studying it. Apparently, a record number of people needing NHS-paid-for penis surgery has been documented. 164 men have had to have an operation to save their manhood because they sustained a quote-unquote fracture, which is not a fracture. I'll tell you what it is. The youngest man that this happened to was 18 years old. Oldest was in his 70s, but the average is 30 to 40-year-old men. See, this whole sexual peak thing, can I just say something about that? Okay, everybody says a man's sexual peak is when he's 18 and a woman's sexual peak is when she's 30. That's all stupid, okay? Men could have sex often depending on where they are in their lives. I know older men that say they've had more sex now than they did when they were younger. Your peak implies, to me, not so much frequency and activity, but your abilities. I don't think the average 18-year-old knows what they're doing. People say, well, you know, the most sex you're going to get is when you're 18. A lot of guys are like, no, high school years are kind of awkward. So, no, the average man, that wasn't when their sexual peak was. Their sexual peak, as you can see by this quote-unquote fracture study, is when they're, you know, young adults going into middle age. Probably because they're like, you know what, I'm going to need Viagra soon, so let me enjoy while I got it. For a woman, her sexual peak, I don't know if it's 30. And again, don't worry, I'm not going to go into personal. I think I'm about to peak, okay? I think I finally figured it out, okay? But the reason why that came about, why a woman's sexual peak would be when she was 30, is because, which is starting to be kind of a distant, like decade ago now for me. I can't believe that. So I still look like I'm in my 30s, so let's just go with that. But they said that because most women didn't really enjoy sex when they were younger. And if you're 18 and your 18-year-old partner really doesn't know what he's doing down there, you're not going to enjoy it as much. By the time a woman is 30, this is where they got that whole peak idea. She kind of figured out what she needs to make this work. Okay? It's not just an in-and-out thing. The in-and-out thing is a small part of it. There's all this other, you know, it's like a symphony, okay? You need some, you know, tuba, major tuba playing. You need a little piccolo, a little flute type stuff, maybe even triangle, right? There's triangle there, okay? And then you got to make sure you get those cymbals in there. And I don't even mind percussion. That's just me. So there's a symphony when it comes to sex. And so when a woman hits kind of her 30s, she's like, okay, all right, this is the opus. Although, and some people might want the opus involved also. Okay, so let's move on. So the idea of a sexual peak is wrong. People might have more sex in their 20s, they might have more sex in their 30s or 40s or whatnot. But this is very concerning that men are having issues with their tunica albuginea. Okay, I mispronounced medical terms. I call it tunica albuginea. So basically, a man's penis has a lot of tubes in there. They have blood vessels. They have the corpus spongiosum to kind of make the flaccid penis more full, increase the girth, allow it to stay erect, warm, and allow a conduit for sperm to leave and go out into the, you know, female's genital tract to impregnate her. Again, we know there's relationships between men, women, men, men, etc. But in terms of the design of it, the design was to allow, again, impregnation. And so there's like this fibrous tissue. It's very firm, and it's called the tunica albuginea. And I think it's whitish. And what happens is sometimes that could snap and that could break. So it's not bone, it's a tissue. And we also might see issues with this in like Peyronie's disease, where sometimes a man's penis will kind of tilt to one side or another based on scar tissue. So it's fibrous scar tissue, it's collagen. But when it does break, it kind of snaps. You'll get swelling, you'll get a lot of pain, you'll get deformity, just like a fracture, which is why people call it a penis fracture. So we fix it surgically. And they believe, according to this study, that porn and Viagra is to blame. How does a quote-unquote penis fracture happen? Or a avulsion of the Tunica albuginea. I really hope I'm pronouncing that right. Hey, I'm not a guy. I don't have any tunica. I don't have any spongiosum. Cut me some slack. No, doctors actually don't get corrected. In medical school, medical students mispronounce things all the time. I know. I have students. They mispronounce things all the time. I'll correct them. And I'll laugh and make fun of them. So they pronounce it right, but I don't think a lot of them are because I still hear students of so many different schools mispronounce things. I had a telemedicine patient. He was a student, and he said, I have erythema. I go, what, you mean erythema? Again, they read, but nobody's, you know, working on their pronunciation. So that's what happened to me. People were like, you know what, you talk too fast. I don't even know if you mispronounce it. So they think what's happening is guys are having more vigorous sex because of Viagra or because of porn. Now, I don't get that because porn's been around for a while. But then again, your choices of porn have expanded. You have a lot of opportunities to see different positions. There was a study in 2015. It was a scientific study that revealed that the cowgirl position, which is woman on top, the doggy style, and missionary positions were the most likely to cause injury to a man's penis. So doggy style because there's bone, although in my case, no, because a lot of cushioning, so no problem there. Missionary, I guess just because you got to do more work when you're a guy in missionary. And then cowgirl, because, yeah, there's probably, you know, some bucking bronco sort of activity with that one. So there, and then I would think reverse cowgirl would be the biggest, but I don't know if they study that one. So reverse cowgirl is great because you can watch TV. Are we done yet? How many more minutes to this? Okay, gosh, we're almost done with the segment. All right. So if you are a man and you see something on TV and it looks like you're supposed to be performing with that degree of calisthenics, see, that I worry about the Olympics. I'm not even worried about porn. I'm worried about the Olympics. You know, because people are going to see all these backflips and weights and marathon type things, and they're going to be like, well, I need to do that, but I need to do that in the bedroom. And I'm going to be like, oh, hell no. I'm going to sleep after 2 minutes. Leave me alone. Finish and let me sleep. We don't need to do round seven. But you got to take it easy. You got to protect it. Okay? And same thing with boobs. Oh, my gosh. People crush them. Leave them alone. Be nice. There's tissues there. There's blood vessels. There's nerves. I know this isn't really the sexiest discussion, but if you microscopically look at the histology of your penis tissue or breast tissue or whatever, or vaginal tissue, you really don't want to be mashing a lot of equipment and batteries and plastic and cords and whatever the heck you guys do with it. So, you know, take it slow. Be delicate. Flowing steady wins the race. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.